This week's clearest AI signal is not that one model suddenly won. It is that buyers are starting to ask a different set of questions. Can we inspect it? Can we run it where we want? Can we trust the deployment model? That shift is why the open model debate matters. Reuters reported that NVIDIA, Microsoft, Meta, IBM, Palantir, and other groups backed open source or open weight AI models in a letter to lawmakers on July 24th. That is the confirmed fact here. The exact policy outcome is not known yet. Lawmakers have not finished this debate, and the final rules, if any, could look very different from what advocates want today. But the direction is clear. The argument is no longer only about which model performs best in the benchmark, or which one sounds smartest in a demo. The argument is about control. It's about where AI can be deployed, who can inspect it, what obligations a buyer has, and how much freedom they want over the infrastructure underneath the tool. If you are newer to this, here is the simple version. A closed model is usually one where the provider controls most of the system, and you use it on the provider's terms. An open weight model usually means the model's trained weights are available, which can make it easier to run in your own environment or examine more closely. Open source is a broader term, but companies do not always use it in the strict technical sense, so you should check what's actually open before you assume anything. That distinction matters because many buyers do not just want a smart model. They want a controllable system. For a small business, that might mean keeping customer messages inside a private workflow. For a creator, it might mean drafting content without sending every rough note into a public service. For a larger team, it might mean meeting internal security rules or fitting a specific budget pattern. In all of those cases, the question is not only how good is the output, it is also where does the work happen and who can see what. That is why I would describe this as a procurement issue as much as a policy issue. Procurement is just the practical act of choosing what you buy and under what terms. And once AI becomes part of buying decisions, the checks get more serious. People start asking about deployment, auditability, data handling, update control, vendor lock-in, and whether a product can be moved or replaced without breaking the workflow. For creators and small businesses, the practical takeaway is not to rush toward the newest open label. It is to understand what kind of openness you actually need. Sometimes you need nothing more than a convenient cloud service. Sometimes you need local control, because the task involves sensitive draft material, client information, or repeatable internal processes. And sometimes the word open is mostly a marketing signal. Here is a concrete example. Say you run a small agency and you want AI help with customer replies. A closed model may be perfectly fine if the service is fast, accurate, and approved by your team. But if those replies include private client details, or if your internal policy says data should stay in your environment, then an open weight or self-hosted option may be worth testing. The point is not ideology. The point is fit. If you want to test this in a useful way, run a one-week pilot on one repeated task only. Pick something like inbox triage, customer replies, research notes, or quote drafting. Do not test 10 use cases at once. Choose one, then measure two numbers: how many minutes you save per task, and how often the AI output needs correction before you can use it. Keep the setup simple. Use the same inputs each time, or as close as you can get. Ask for the same kind of output. Put a human review step in place before anything goes out the door. And if you are comparing an open weight tool with a managed service, do not just compare the wording of the output. Compare setup effort, privacy handling, maintenance burden, and whether the tool can actually fit your workflow. There are some real risks here, and they are easy to miss if you only look at the headline. First, open does not automatically mean better. A model can be more inspectable and still be less useful for your task. Second, open can mean different things. You may get model weights, but not training data. You may get deployment freedom, but still face licensing limits. Third, self-hosting or running more open systems can add operational work that a small team is not ready to take on. That is why human review stays important. Before relying on any model, check the output for accuracy, tone, policy fit, and hidden assumptions. If it is customer-facing, verify the facts. If it is internal, check that it matches your process. If it touches private data, confirm what the tool stores, where it stores it, and who can access it. If the vendor says it is open, ask what exactly is open. The broader interpretation is that more buyers are becoming selective. They are no longer satisfied with AI exists or the demo looked impressive. They want proof that the system works for a specific task, under specific constraints, with a specific level of control. That is a healthy shift. It should push the market toward clearer terms and more honest product descriptions. It also helps explain why this story matters, even if you never plan to run a model yourself. If the market moves toward more open and controllable systems, vendors will adjust their language. You will see more products described as local, self-hosted, open, private, or enterprise controlled. Some of those labels will be useful. Some will be vague. Your job is to slow down and ask, what does that actually mean in practice? What should you watch next? First, watch how lawmakers respond to the push for open source and open weight systems. Second, watch how vendors change their packaging and pricing when buyers ask for more control. Third, watch whether businesses start treating AI less like a novelty and more like an operating choice, similar to choosing a file system, a database, or a managed service. The main verdict here is watch. If you're actively choosing AI tools right now, test carefully. If you're not making a buying decision this week, you do not need to chase the policy debate, but you should understand the trend. The market is moving toward more control, more proof, and clearer operating models. That is the real story. And if you want one simple action item from today, make it this. Pick one repeated task. Test one tool on that exact workflow for a week, and see whether it saves time without creating extra cleanup. That is the kind of measurement that will matter more and more as the AI market matures.